This time on The Real It Brief, we're taking a look at the Global Deposit Book, which has been published every other year since 2016 and has become the go-to resource for all things deposit return. And we'll take a look at the Global Deposit Dashboard, launching in April 25. We'll hear from Jason Wilcox, ReLoop's Data and Dashboard Manager, shortly on what to expect from the dashboard. But first, Sam Millette, ReLoop's Research and Analysis Manager and lead author of the Global Deposit Book, explains why it was first published and how it's changed over the years.
How did it come about? So I know it started in 2016, so this is the fifth edition of it. And it started out kind of as a, just kind of like this little Word doc that had, 30-something programs. And then, every 2 years we expand on it and it would just continue to grow and grow. 8 years later, forget the exact number, but we've increased by about, 20 programs or so. And I think it's safe to say that it's now become for sure one of the most, if not the most comprehensive resource on DRS worldwide. I've heard people say it's called the Bible of Deposit Return or the DRS Bible more than a few times, which always makes me laugh.
But it is really, isn't it? It's one of those sort of go-to documents for a lot of people. And it must be quite nice when you hear that. What is the process? How do you start? And how do you even think about this? Because it sort of blows my mind a little bit.
So we publish it every 2 years. So in the January of the year that we're set to publish, because we always aim for kind of a December publication date. So starting in January, I'll usually start with a baseline by using the previous Global Deposit Book, going through each chapter one by one, updating all the key figures and details by looking at news articles, annual reports, the latest regs, industry updates, when they're available online. But as you know, not everything's available online. So a big part of the process involves me reaching out directly to the system operators in each of these jurisdictions to fill in the gaps and verify details. So once I've kind of been through all those programs and adding in the new ones that we're aware of, and I'm as confident as possible in the content, I usually send it to a key contact or expert in each country, state, or province. It's often the system operator, but sometimes it'll be one of ReLoop's directors who really knows the program well. They'll review it, suggest edits if needed, and then they're kind of like the final sign-off. So that's kind of our quality control process. So that whole process of research and all that runs from January to September usually, because systems will usually only release their annual reports for March to as late as September. So it does require that long process if we want to include the most up-to-date data. It requires a lot of coordination amongst lots of people. So for this latest report, 57 existing systems. So you can just imagine the amount of people that we're kind of liaising back and forth with. And then, so once the report was finalized, that's when Jason and I worked together to kind of bring it to the dashboard. And that's, we can talk about that too.
And let's talk about that. Jason, I mean, obviously the Global Deposit Book is pretty full on. How is the Global Deposit Dashboard different from that?
Well, the primary difference is that the Global Deposit Book is sort of in a linear fashion. It runs through a country and presents you all the data and information about the country you might want to know. For the Global Deposit Dashboard, the best way to describe it is it's like a pivot table. We turned it on its side, and instead of looking at it by a country at a time, you have the opportunity to look at it by a detail at a time, say return rates, and comparing it across a group of jurisdictions, be they one full region, say the 10 programs in Canada, or across everybody, the 57 programs worldwide. So it has the capability of allowing you to compare a lot more than the book does, where you would have to flip if you wanted to compare deposit return rates in, say, New South Wales, Australia to Australian Capital Territory. You'd have to open up each page and compare them, whereas with the dashboard, you can just go to the page for the return rates and see those two right in front of you and all the rest as well.
I think one of the other things that is worth mentioning here is this is a very different dashboard to the What We Waste dashboard.
I would describe the What We Waste dashboard as the answer to the question, do we need a DRS? Whereas this one more answers the question once the decision, yes, we do need DRS, is already made. What this board allows you to do is, how should we design the DRS? So they're really for two different purposes, although they're both geared towards explaining and promoting deposit return systems.
One of the things that is quite clear is the Global Deposit book is published every couple of years. What's the plan for bringing updates to the dashboard? Is that a case-by-case, need-by-need basis?
Exactly. And it's one of the beauties of the dashboard, like the What We Waste dashboard. It can be updated at any given moment. So, for example, when Sam published the original Global Deposit book, Spain had not announced that they were indeed going to introduce a program in 2027. So now in the upcoming program section on the Global Deposit dashboard, I can include Spain. And if in a month another country decides, say France decides they're going to implement DRS in 2027, I can just open up the model, insert that, save it, republish it, and there it is.
Obviously, you know, for each program, there's whatever, 20 some parameters. And I think the parameters that will change just naturally the most are the return rates. You know, we get updated return rates every year, whereas the deposit book's only published every 2 years. Sometimes we have scope expansions, more rarely, you know, deposit increases. So I think those are the kinds of things that, as opposed to like legislation name and that kind of thing. I don't know if I'd say that it's updated on a daily basis, just because that would require going through annual reports and stuff kind of on a bi-weekly basis. But as best as we can, as soon as we're aware of new information, I send that over to Jason. And when he can, he updates the board.
And this is a question for both of you, and I think it's probably our final question. What are you most looking forward to? Sam, we'll start with you.
All right. I think it is just how helpful it'll be to people to answer specific questions that they're looking to answer. So like lately we got an inquiry from a producer who wants to put these products to market, and they were wondering how many systems worldwide cover this material type. And he's like, I know I can go through the deposit book and, you know, look through scope and see how many systems cover my material, but do you guys have a table or something that I can just, do you have a quick answer for me? So we're like, actually, yeah, we will have a quick answer for you in a couple weeks. So I think just being able to direct people to this resource that's easy to use, that really visualizes, thanks to Jason, like all the data in the deposit book in a way that, you know, they can take and they can use in presentations, they can use in reports, just giving them the ability to kind of do this analysis and see what are the commonalities between best practice systems, and not so best practice systems.
And Jason?
Well, for me, I would say it's how people will discover the additional capabilities of the board. So on the dashboard, each of the 20 parameters that Sam mentioned earlier has a page to itself, and those are the systems pages. But with the dashboard, I can also create analysis pages. So for example, we've always had a hypothesis that a higher minimum deposit is going to lead to higher return rates. It kind of makes sense. And we've always known that was the case, but it was not easy to put together in one place to show it. With this dashboard, I now have an analysis, deposit rates, run past return rates, that shows it on a scatter plot graph quite clearly that programs with lower minimum deposits, specifically some of the American ones that only have 5 cent US deposits, they generally get much lower return rates. There's basically 9 sections of analysis where the user can determine what is indeed best practice.
To find out more about the Global Deposit Book and the new Global Deposit Dashboard, visit our website, itsreloopplatform.org, and remember to subscribe and follow for details on the next episode of the ReLoop Brief.